Thanks to his Honest Guide videos, Janek Rubesch is the face of Prague for many people around the world. The Honest Guide shows warn visitors about all kinds of scams in the Czech capital, but also reflect their presenter's clear love of the city. Our tour of Janek Rubesch's Prague begins on a bench by the park in the picturesque Kampa district.
If Prague is the capital of Czech Republic, I consider Kampa to be the capital of Prague. And I just kind of like to grab a lemonade here when it's sun out and lay down on the grass.
And generally, how does Prague treat parks? Looking around here, I can see it's not really manicured, as you might see in some cities. It looks very lived on.
See, I don't really care that it's not manicured, as you said, because, you know, people don't mind. They throw frisbees, you sit around, lay around. I don't think you need special things in parks to make them habitable or to make people enjoy them. I just think a big place with grass will suit it just fine.
Who comes here to Kampa, to this park?
Well, I hope a lot of people. I hope all of the people from Prague. But I think it's mainly young people. There's very few tourists. That's also why I like the park. The reason is because when they cross the Charles Bridge to the side of the river, they just follow up to the castle and they don't go this far, even though it's literally 3 minutes from the Charles Bridge. So I kind of like to enjoy a place in Prague where there are no tourists.
Do many regular people live in this area, do you think? Is it possible?
It is pricey. I think it is possible. Actually, my best friend lives just on the street here. But with the prices of apartments going high and with Airbnb having a serious effect, in my opinion, on the prices of apartments, it is getting more difficult to live here. But I think the city should be the one who should help people so they would be able to actually live in the city, as in buy apartments and pay for rent. Because if we only give it to rich people and tourists, we're going to lose the city.
Your Honest Guide is huge. You have something like over 150,000 followers or subscribers on YouTube. For many people around the world, I guess you are the face of Prague. Do you feel a kind of responsibility to present Prague in a certain way?
I do. I do very much. And I'm worried sometimes that I'm the strongest voice in many cases about Prague. So I try to do my best.
And am I right in thinking, from watching your videos, that ultimately you're trying to put a positive spin on Prague? Even if you're critical of something, you end up saying something positive.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Even with the worst scams or thieves that we show, we still try to put a positive ending to it. So we're not saying do not come to Prague because there are crooked taxi drivers. We'll simply say, well, guess what? You can walk around Prague and you don't need to use them around the city. And believe it or not, there are viewers of our show that said, I only came to Prague because I saw your scam videos and now I know what to avoid. So it's not like people would say, oh, there's scams, so I'm not going to go there. They will say, wow, somebody actually pointed out the scams, so now I know which places to avoid.
In your videos, you cover all kinds of stuff, including exposing scammers, introducing people to kind of hidden spots in Prague. Has working on Honest Guide changed your relationship to the city?
Absolutely. 180 degrees. I start to see things that I've never seen before. I start to notice new places. I start to look at every menu in every restaurant. Looking back at the time when I didn't know these bad things in Prague, how clean my mind was. Because it's hard for me to walk through the city and ignore all these things.
What part of the city do you live in yourself?
I live in Prague 5. I live in the area called Smíchov, which in Czech would translate to laughter, but it actually means mixture because it was a new part of Prague where new people have mixed from other parts. And I like it very much, the area of Anděl, where our offices are. I really like it.
And that's changed hugely in the last 25 years, 20 years.
Massively. That used to be a very bad area, but since Jean Nouvel built his the corner building on Anděl and the pedestrian zone, I think turned out very well, even though they should maintain it more. But yeah, I'm happy with what Anděl looks like now.
But it seems to me all of these areas that are quite near the center, like for example Vršovice, Letná, they've all come up and been kind of, to some degree, gentrified or at least changed. Is that something you welcome?
I do welcome it, but on the other hand, I'm happy that Vršovice and Letná are changing and that they're becoming a better place to live. But at the same time, I would love this to happen to Old Town Square or to, you know, the actual city center. So I think we should not be moving people out. So whenever I try to have a meeting or go for a beer, I can go to Smíchov, where I live, where there's plenty of places, but I'd rather take the tram into the city center because I just don't want to give it up. I still want to use it.
From Kampa, it's no more than a 5-minute walk to Malostranske Namjestí, the main square in the red-roofed Malostrana district beneath Prague Castle, and part of a well-trodden route that draws millions upon millions of tourists every year. Despite the crowds, it's one of Janek Rubeš's favorite spots.
I really like this side of the river, and Malostranske Namjestí, and especially Újezd, I think has the most hidden spots that I know and that I visit quite often. There are still many very touristy spots that are overpriced or cheap people, but there, I always say that next to a trap there's always a hidden gem in Prague, so I like this area here.
And tell us about some of the hidden gems in this part of the city.
Well, right here, literally steps away, is Pivnice Uhrocha, which is probably the most famous place to get a beer.
It's quite near the parliament, right?
It's quite near the parliament. I was told that many politicians like to visit quite often. I hope it will stay there forever. And nearby is Café Rezl, which is an amazing place in Mostecka. Once you walk in, you will be amazed what it looks like. And the thing is that you're on the main touristic path. Everybody goes through here. And these tourists mostly have no idea that they can hop into this local atmosphere pub where they can actually experience how Czechs live like.
But still, we're very much in the kind of tourist center of Prague.
Yes, we are. And it's due to the bad marketing of Prague, because they only advertise the castle and the bridge. And I think those are the least interesting things here in Prague. I mean, they're nice to look at, but I think Prague has so much more to offer than the bridge and the castle.
There's been a lot of talk in the last year or two about over-tourism in various European cities. Is it an issue here?
For me, it's a huge issue. We have to deal with that. The city has to deal with it. I was told by an ex-director of the Prague City Tourism that what I'm saying is not true, that Prague still can handle many more tourists. I do not think so. I try to be in the center of Prague every day, and there are days where it's hard to move around on the street. And just right now we're being passed by a hop-on, hop-off bus, which there's probably a couple people on it. It makes no sense. And those are certain things that are destroying our streets. Bus should never be riding in the streets of Prague, and it's only made for tourists. It gets permission from the city. We have trams, use the trams.
I really hate to admit this, but about 2 months ago, I found myself just randomly walking along what's called the Royal Way, which goes across Charles Bridge and all the way up to Zoetna. And possibly for the first time, I thought, I really don't like Prague anymore. It's just the center of Prague has kind of become horrible and garish, with all these brightly lit shops and so on. Is that a feeling you think a lot of people have?
Well, I do have that feeling, but I would like to correct you when you said I don't like Prague. That is not Prague. The streets that the Royal Way of Prague goes through has nothing to do with Prague. And I am ashamed that tourists walk on these paths and think, oh, so this is Czech. They sell matryoshkas, they sell mask of Adolf Hitler, they sell Donald Trump statues. That has nothing to do with us. But once again, if you just take a step on the other street, you will find a different Prague. The city should be telling people, discover new places, discover Vyšehrad, go out of the city center.
You probably interact with quite a few tourists. What's their reaction when they come to Prague and they see all these glass shops and kind of, from my perspective, awful places?
Well, I'm not going to speak for all 10 million tourists that come to Prague, but I think there are very different groups of tourists that come here. Usually the couples that I mostly interact with, they're happy that they can discover a different face of Prague and not just the mass tourism. But then there are these huge groups and, you know, stag parties coming here. And I don't think they really care. All they care about is to get drunk, to buy drugs, and they feel like that they're just going to party here. Prague has become the Las Vegas of Europe, I'm afraid, sometimes.
Whatever happens in Prague stays in Prague.
Please don't come for that experience. Please don't.
Just by the Malostrana end of Charles Bridge is a place where Janek Rubeš is often to be found. The pub Lokal u Bílé Kuželky. The hostelry on Míšenská Street is one of a number of locals, with the brand having proved a success in recent years for a top Prague restaurant group. Janek and I borrow a couple of cushions and sit on the curb.
This place, Lokal u Bílé Kuželky, is probably by far my favorite place, and I consider myself to be a local at this Lokal.
And reason for that is they have good beer. I like to meet with friends here. But also where we're sitting right now on the street, on the road, we're probably breaking many laws by sitting on the road and drinking outside. But this is the kind of Prague I love, that on Friday evenings, there are tens of people just sitting around here, and the atmosphere here is absolutely amazing.
And I guess that's also possible because it's a very small side street.
Yes, and it is sort of a dead end. It actually isn't, but somebody's parking their car there, turning the street into a dead end. So sometimes you see a lost tourist looking for a hotel, and then he has to back up through people here. But yeah, this would not be possible, let's say, in Dlouha or some other places, because there's a lot of traffic.
This is Lokal Ubile Kuželky. Does that mean that previously there was a normal pub here called Ubile Kuželky?
I do not know that, to be honest, but I do know that they actually have a white pin, which is a Bílá Kuželka. And I also know, thanks to my friend Adam Gebrian, who's an architect, that this house that the pub is in was actually built by the architect Diesenhofer, who built a church on Malostranské náměstí and also Old Town Square. I do not know if it was the son or the father, because I do know both of them were architects, but I do know this. So I like to say that I'm drinking beer in a very unique building.
And I think there are now 5 of these locales in Prague, including one in Karlín and other parts of the city. What do you think they're doing right?
Well, they're doing it very simple. They don't try to make things complicated. So they serve one beer. It's the best beer. They only use Czech products to make the food. And I really think that they managed to bring the old atmosphere that we were used to from pubs back in the days. They brought it to nowadays.
I know some people who are kind of critical of these local pubs. They say they're like a kind of fake version of an old pub that basically charges you more.
I've actually never heard this argument, but no, I don't think so. Yes, to a certain point, there are fancier, but it's the quality I want to pay for. In other words, yes, there are still pubs like these around Prague where I can go to, but I like to have my goulash made from a quality meat and by a good chef, and that's the price you pay for here. In all honesty, I think a fried cheese for 160 crowns is a ripoff, and I always tell them that because that's the price they sell it for. But they claim it's the best cheese. I don't know, I never had it here. I usually come for the beer. And I think the price, considered where we are, what kind of beer we're drinking, and who serves it, is fine.
And I should point out, the kind of beer is Pilsner Urquell, which still for many people is like the greatest Czech beer.
For me, definitely it is.
And apart from this pub, what other pubs do you like in Prague, or even cafes or bars?
U Malého Glena, which is a small Irish pub, with great sort of Tex-Mex food, which is funny, in a bar. But it, to me, even though it's an Irish place, brings a sort of American pub feeling. Mlinská, where we started our walk. And, of course, a place I always like to mention, which is on Old Town Square, Skautsky Institute. And another place on Old Town Square that I quite like is restaurant Mincovna. And it's the only one breaking the stereotype of expensive beer, expensive food, because they actually try to keep the prices as low as possible. So if somebody will argue with me saying, oh, everything in the center is expensive here on the square, I always say, that's not true. A beer over there is 35 and over there is 49.
Of all those places you mentioned, the one I hadn't heard of was Skautsky Institute. What is that?
Well, it's a Boy Scouts Institute. The address is Old Town Square 1. It's a beautiful place. They have a little coffee sort of place there. You can get some little foods. There's a beautiful inner courtyard. And they will always treat you with a smile. And we send many tourists there. And I think the people get the idea that they should treat the place with respect, always tip them well. And if they walk in smiling, they will always receive smile back.
That was another edition of My Prague, brought to you by Ian Willoughby.